Kenny Africa, Provincial Traffic Chief. Kenny, thank you very much for joining us. Two taxi accidents today.
I'll be with you just now.
Are you there, Kenny?
Yes, good morning.
There we go. Great. Good to have you on. Now, Kenny Africa is the Western Cape Traffic Chief. Now, we know of two taxi accidents on the highways today. What is the latest?
Well, Kino, the second crash was just past Jake's Gerbil on the N2 direction Cape Town. And apparently the taxi driver lost control and then collided with a lamppost. In this crash, two occupants, one male and one female passenger, lost their lives. And another nine, including the driver, was seriously injured. And they were taken to the nearest hospitals. And then the other accident, there was people trapped, also a taxi. Luckily, there was no fatalities, but there was also people injured. And then I believe yesterday in the early morning hours on the N1 near Klopmuts, we also had a very bad one where four people lost their lives in a motor vehicle crash. And, you know, during the lockdown period, it was so quiet. We didn't have these bad accidents. And all of a sudden, people think they can just go wild and do what they want. And the law is still the law. You still need to respect other people on the road. You still need to obey the traffic rules. So my message to the public out there is, when you're on the road, if you're on the road, please adhere to the traffic rules. Don't take any unnecessary chances. Do not endanger other people's lives. We're already in, you know, uncertain times, challenging times. Let's respect one another.
Kenny, are you seeing, now that we're in level three and everybody can now buy alcohol, are you seeing the effect of that?
Well, definitely, Kino, we are having problems. You know, people think they can now drink and enjoy themselves and go onto our roads. But our message is very clear that with regards to traffic-related issues, we will have a no-nonsense approach and we will arrest you. So don't even think of drinking and driving. That's not on. And we from traffic side will do everything in our power to take these drunken drivers off our roads. For quite a while, it was quiet on our roads. We did not have any problems with drunken driving. And all of a sudden, this thing is now starting to give us problems. And I believe the accident of yesterday morning was alcohol-related.
Oh, so it was alcohol-related. Okay. Well, Kenny, and you have also, now that more people are out on the roads, how have things changed from a resource deployment perspective?
Well, we had our roadblocks with the level four, where we had different roadblocks throughout the metro and the Western Cape. With level three, we will be more visible doing patrols and checking vehicles all over the province. So it doesn't mean that we in level three, you can do what you want. Level three just means that if you are a worker, you have to get to work, you can go to work. If you are a scholar, you need to go to school, you can go to school. And if you want to travel across our borders to other provinces, you must have a permit. Mm. And also, if you want to go to a funeral, you still need to have a permit. And so you must still stay at home.
Yeah.
And you must still go to the shops when it is necessary to do, you know, essential stuff.
Yeah.
But you cannot, you know, because it's level three, think that you can do what you want. We still need to obey and, you know, respect the regulations. This is the only way how we're going to curb this problem that we are having, not only in our province, but in the whole of South Africa and in the world. So we need to obey, we need to stay at home, we need to make sure that we wear our masks and
yeah.
wear our gloves at all times.
Yeah. Kenny, listen, I said this before, I'll say it again, we're going to be very, very sad to lose you as traffic chief because you obviously have to retire. But the one thing I want to say to you, and the journalists love Kenny Africa, he's created his own group where he communicates to us 24/7. Seriously. At 11 o'clock at night, if you need to know something about what's happening on the roads, ask Zane. Ask anybody who works in. Kenny is available to do that. I don't think your predecessor, your whoever's going to take over from you is going to do that, Kenny. I hope they will. I hope they don't throw some spokesperson at us who's going to be spinning. And I just hope that whoever takes after you will be able to put in as much effort as you have had and as you've done over the years communicating to the media. So I just want to thank you for that. And I just wish you got more recognition for the good work that you do.
Oh, thank you, Kino. All we need to do, myself, yourself, and all our public servants, is just adhere to the Batho Pele principles.
There we go.
If we can all do that, if we can all adhere to those principles, then we will render an effective and efficient service to the public out there.
Well, hopefully there's still some space for you, man. It's great. Always great chatting to you. Kenny Africa, the Provincial Traffic Chief. Your time.